You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let us begin with top news from economy. The expenditure by states on subsidies rose at a faster pace even as their capital spending slowed down in FY23. As a result, some states reported more spending on subsidies than on capex in the year. A review of the spending patterns of 20 states by FE revealed. The spend on subsidies by these states, contributing 90% of the country's gross domestic product, showed that their expenditure on subsidies, including the items that can be called freebies, rose by 19% to ₹2.8 trillion in FY23. This was against 16% growth witnessed in the previous year. However, their capex growth was flat in FY23 at about ₹4.82 trillion, compared with 29% growth in FY22. In case of three states, Punjab, Rajasthan and Haryana, the spending on subsidies was even higher than the capex in FY21-FY23. Despite its precarious finances, Punjab's expenditure on subsidies was ₹44,871 crore in the 3 years to FY23, more than double of its capex of ₹19,112 crore. In another news related to market, India has the highest proportion of multi-bagger stocks among the 10 major global markets, including the US, China, Brazil and Japan over the last two decades. About 54% or 269 stocks within the NSE 500 universe generated over 10x returns within a 5-year rolling period since 2000. Nearly 40% of the BSE 200 stocks gave greater than 20% annualized returns over the past two decades. 2x the ratio for EMs, suggesting ample alpha opportunities. The findings are part of a study by brokerage Goldman Sachs, which analyzed 6,700 stocks across 6 emerging markets and 4 developed markets since 2000. Of these, 1,500 stocks grew 10 times. The 1,500 stocks took 52 months on an average to reach the tenfold threshold, achieving a total return of 16 times when they hit the peak price levels during their respective 5-year outperformance window. Moving on to industry, the sales share of 5G smartphones in India crossed 50% mark for the first time in April, with brands like Samsung and OnePlus capturing a third of the share, according to data by Counterpoint Research. The reasons for growth can be attributed to the increased rollout of 5G networks and people's preference for 5G phones over 4G ones while upgrading their handsets, according to analysts. Tarun Pathak, research director at Counterpoint, said, quote, "There is still a long way to go, especially in terms of network coverage, but this is a milestone for sure," unquote. While the research firm notes that 5G services are still patchy across most parts of the country, there has been a trend of fall in the sales share of 4G phones from November 2022 to April 2023. In November last year, the share of 4G smartphones was at 64% in sales, compared to 5G smartphones, 36%. In April 2023, the sales share of 4G smartphones fell to 50%, whereas 5G smartphones' share rose to 50%, according to Counterpoint. Meanwhile, homegrown onset company Lava International has likely put its plan for initial public offering on hold, according to people aware of the matter. The company is presently looking to focus on its profitability and take benefit of the PLI scheme. It may refile the draft papers with updated financial numbers and other operating metrics based on the internal discussions and market condition, according to industry sources. The Securities and Exchange Board of India in January had asked the company to refile its draft papers with certain updates. In September 2021, Lava International had filed the draft red herring prospectus with SEBI to raise ₹500 crore via fresh issue of shares. The issue also comprised an offer of sale worth 43.7 million shares by the promoters of the company. Queries sent to Lava regarding its plan for IPO and fundraise did not elicit any response. Lastly, the SGX Nifty experienced a slight decline of 0.11% on Tuesday, trading at 18,704.5, indicating a slightly negative opening for the domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex. However, the previous day's trading session concluded on a positive note, with Nifty 50 closing at 18,594, reflecting a gain of 0.32%, and Sensex reaching 62,787, up by 0.38% or 240 points. Vinod Nair, head of research, Geojit Financial Services, said, quote, "The equity market is maintaining stability due to a continuous stream of favorable domestic economic indicators. Stronger than expected domestic PMI figures, sequential growth in auto sales and robust expansion in bank credit are instilling investor confidence in India's growth prospects. On the other hand, the US jobs data presented a mixed picture, with non-farm payroll showing acceleration, while the unemployment rate surged from 3.4% to 3.7% in May," unquote. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.